No, I thought, you know what, today was better than yesterday. You know, you can tell that they're rested and they're enthusiastic. They had a lot of energy. We had a good day. Good day for a Thursday.
Yeah, Gibson, was it Gibson that was ill yesterday? Is he okay?
Yes.
Was he out there today?
Yeah, he was fine. Yeah, he was. He got a bug or something, and we took care of him. He had no problems today.
You're a brave man wearing shorts in this British weather.
Yes, I've got this deal where I've worn shorts all the way to December 1st, and so it's going to be a challenge, I think, and it's when we get back to St. Louis, but I'm going to give it a shot.
So I hadn't heard this. So what happens on December 2nd?
I wear long pants.
How long have you
done up since I've been coaching.
So. Coach Danny Amendola said he hasn't ruled out playing on Sunday. Is that something you're looking to, or is he
practiced better today. He was limited, but he practiced better today. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see how the week goes on.
It's hard to keep him off the field in this situation.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Danny immediately after the injury wanted to go back on the field. And so, you know, he's a competitor and he loves to play. And, you know, can't wait to get him back.
Jeff, with such a young team this year, what are some of the pros and cons of having a really young team?
Well, I mean, the advantages of this, there's a lot of energy and they're learning things every day. And they... Young teams get better. The disadvantages are that there's situations and experiences that they've not endured or gone through before, and so sometimes they have to learn them. We try to create them, you know, in the practice field or, you know, in the classroom, but sometimes on the field they come up and, you know, they have to respond. So that's basically sums up, I think, a young football team.
How has Chris Gibbons progressed as the weeks gone by?
Chris has had a good week. You know, it's four straight weeks that he's got a reception over 50 yards or more. So we'll see if we can make it five, but it's not going to be easy against this team. They're a very good defensive team.
Just as a sort of general question, Jeff, what have you made of being in London, the welcome you've maybe got from the British NFL fans?
Well, it's just been great. You know, we'll have more interaction with the fans as the weekend gets closer. We've pretty much been isolated in our football and working, but we're looking forward to some of the events this weekend.
Have you sensed a real appetite for the game here in England?
Yes. I mean, as I mentioned yesterday, I made two trips over here, late 80s, early 90s. A great deal of enthusiasm for American football. And, you know, what we've heard from the teams that have been here the last couple of years, you know, they've indicated that they were very well received.
And obviously, it's a home game on paper for you this weekend, but the New England Patriots quite a big following in the UK, so are you expecting to be outshouted this weekend?
No, we're not. You know, whoever shows up to support American football will gladly welcome them.